Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. We've still got Representative Les Mason, our new Assistant House Majority Leader, with us. So getting back to what we were talking about, Les, these new House reps, what do they have? I mean, there's just so much that they've got, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What do they got ahead of them?
Well, John, as you know, there's nothing in their lives that have prepared them for what they're going to experience in
January. Come on, it's not that bad.
No, it's not bad. We wouldn't keep doing it. I mean,
that's true. We don't do it for the pay.
It's an enjoyable job, but there are just so many competing pressures. There are people whispering in every ear about this side or that side, and it doesn't matter what issue you have. You have people on both sides of the issue trying to get your attention, grab you by the elbow, and
certainly
and pull you in both directions. You will have little groups, little cliques trying to, like if you come in as a solid conservative, you probably remember this from 2015, you have people trying to bring you into their cliques and co-opt you.
Oh, yes. The moderates never really tried that on me. I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe you just came off too strong.
It's possible.
But, as I said earlier, it's like a whole other country. You just, their eyes are going to be really opened. And this is why I'm going to tell them, don't expect to be world beaters just yet. Just take this time, take this first session, get your feet on the ground and learn it.
I think that's probably good advice. And, they have a lot ahead of them. Not to mention, there's a whole new dynamic now because the second floor is hostile territory.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a friendly working environment when you have a Democrat who's so far to the left of the bulk of the majority party.
Yeah. You can count on probably one hand the number of people who've served from our Republican caucus under a Democrat governor. The rest of us, that's all we knew was either Sam Brownback or Jeff Collier. The new kids on the block are going to have quite an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, and she's made it very clear that her agenda is not what they campaigned on, certainly the Republicans.
Yeah.
You read it time and time. Every news story, she's rolling out something else that is going to be against what they campaigned on. And the rhetoric will start not too long after they get there. The mantra of you have to govern, we have to compromise. Mm-hmm. And that's where they can get in trouble, is when they start thinking, well, I'm sent here to govern, I'm sent here to be a part of the solution and not be a part of the problem. And so often I had to remind some of my colleagues, and I had to remind myself, no, it's okay to be a part of the problem if the solution isn't the right solution. If it's not what you, like you said earlier, if it's not what you campaigned on,
right,
then, it's okay to say no. Because if you don't want to be a part of my solution, then I don't have to be a part of yours.
Right. Well, I've got a map on week one in my presentation, a map of Kansas with 125 legislative districts drawn out on it. And we're going to talk about all shapes and sizes, a few square blocks to thousands of square miles. There's 125 districts, and you represent one and only one. And I'll talk about neighboring districts. I'll say, did any of my people hire you for this job?
Yeah.
And none of your people hired me for this job. So your job one, your first allegiance is to that district, if it's good for Kansas, that may be a winning argument, but is it good for your district?
That's a great reminder, is that they're the ones who sent you here, not Laura Kelly, and much as we had him on last week, but Ron Reichman didn't send them here either.
Right.
You don't work for Ron.
They don't.
You're not. Your job's not to help Ron. Your job is to represent your constituents. So, Les, I appreciate you you coming on. It's been great having you here. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, John.
Want to let folks know that we will not be here next week. We've got a Chiefs game, so we'll miss you next week. We'll be back the following. So wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas. Thank you again. You've been listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.